This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. America's top diplomat is heading back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Karen Thomas now reports on attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak and speak now.
Liu also told the U.N. Security Council,
we also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine said Thursday its air force struck two Russian military targets in occupied Crimea, including a command post in Sevastopol, the peninsula's largest city. Ukraine has recently enhanced its attacks on Crimea in hopes of forcing Russian fleets to retreat. This is VOA News. A 17-year-old opened fire at a high school in the state of Iowa on the first day of school after the winter break, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others as students barricaded in offices and fled in panic. We get more from VOA's Kim Lewis.
The suspect, a student at the school in Perry, died of what investigators believe is a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and at least one of the victims is a school administrator, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press. One of the suspect's friends, Yesenia Roder Hall, reacted after the incident.
He was hurting. He got tired. He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No. God, no. And I am mad at him for that. Lord knows I am mad at him for that.
Vigils were planned Thursday evening at a park and local church. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Sudanese paramilitary General Mohamed Dagalo says he is committed to a ceasefire to end the devastating war that has wrecked his country. But fighting continues, and there has been no progress on proposed peace talks between Dagalo and the Sudanese military, make that the Sudan military chief, Abdel Fattah Burhan. The United States said Thursday that it expects the upcoming national elections in Pakistan to be conducted in a manner that is both free and fair and follows the country's laws. A State Department spokesman says it's not for the U.S. to dictate to Pakistan the exact specifics of how it conducts its election. South Asian nations scheduled to hold parliamentary elections, that is, on February the 8th. And a French official, a French report, said that the U.K. isn't cooperating enough to curb migrant crossing to the channel. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The United Kingdom is not sufficiently coordinating with France in its efforts to reduce the number of migrants crossing the English Channel. This is according to a French report from France's Court of Accounts that concluded that France is struggling to develop operational cooperation arrangements with the UK. The court found that the British don't provide usable information on the departures of small boats. It added that British authorities give basic details which haven't been counter-checked. Karen Chamas, London.
As always, details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Again, our top story at this hour, America's top diplomat heading back to the United States, Antony Blinken, amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News.